Everyone's getting on the case of Crispin Porter Bogusky right now because they crowdsourced a logo for Brahmo electric motorcycles. Here's my problem with this. Basically, Crispin Porter Bogusky did a promotion. They auctioned off their interns to the highest bidder in exchange for money for a charity. Okay, fine. Great. That's a wonderful approach. Well, Brahmo is the winner. They get the interns to do some work for them for the grand old price of $17,500. Now, if anybody knows anything about advertising out there, that is not a lot of money for the type of work they were going to get. But anyway, they basically got this bargain. They get this deal. They get a lot of publicity. So Brahmo goes ahead and asks, "We want some identity work done from by your interns." It's fine. The interns do the identity work. Brahmo's not happy. Brahmo comes back and says, "We don't like this work. We paid you money. We want some better logo designs." So here is the dilemma for Crispin Porter Bogusky, one of the top agencies in the world. Do we give this to the A-team to design now? I mean, these people are only paying $17,500, and it's part of the stupid promotion we did to give our interns experience. Hell no, we're not going to do that. Why don't we try this crowdsourcing option? There's this company called Crowdspring that will crowdsource the creative, turn it into part of the viral campaign that we were initially going for anyway. It sounds like a good idea. Well, the designers out there just, you know, completely flipped a lid over this thing. I mean, you know, just blowing circuits out of their ears. I mean, it was terrible. You know, everybody got upset about it. And I'm wondering, what is so wrong with it? Now, given I'm not a fan of Crowdspring, and I'm not a fan of crowdsourcing, or as Ben Kuntz calls it, viral sourcing creative work. However, if there's any situation where it's warranted, it's probably this one. I mean, the reason they're doing this is because it was just this stupid little promotion. Why put the A-team on it? It sets a bad precedent. So it's an interesting debate, and we're going to have this debate on the show. I know that Bill Green has some pretty strong opinions about it, and I'm eager to hear what he has to say. But it is interesting to me that people would be so inflamed with rage over this, considering the circumstances.